Thanks for tuning into the ES First podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. So take a minute to hop on over and give us a like or a follow. And of course, if you're ever in Excelsior Springs, stop on by. We can't wait to welcome you home.
First thing we need to know is that Joshua went into the first location of Jericho with a plan. Now, don't you wish you had a plan sometimes? Plans are good. Plans are good. How many people's plans have ever succeeded just the way they planned? I can't name one person that had a plan and it worked out. I can't name one person. Maybe you got to the end, but most of the time, our plan is way different. So Jericho is the first stop. I'll call it the first glitch, the first battle. Okay? Now, our perspective of the story of Jericho is that Jericho is the end game. The Jericho is the end game. We like to talk about Jericho as if the walls fell down and it was all finished. But it wasn't. It was only step one. It was only step one. So Joshua, he comes into the land of Canaan, and he's just cruising around, and he sees this huge being, which I believe is an angel. Some say it would maybe even be the Son of God. He's standing there, and Joshua rolls up on him, and he's holding a sword, and he's looking pretty crazy. He's so impressive that Joshua has to ask, are you for us or for somebody else? Like, are you on our team or are you against us? Are you going to kill me or are you going to help me? It's supernatural like that. And the angel's like, neither. I'm just here for God. Okay, at which case, Joshua begins to rethink his strategy. He's like, okay, if this is the kind of power that is behind God, I think that I want God behind me. I think that if this kind of colossal, amazing, you know, astronomical fighting force is with God, I want God to be on my squad. So what happens is he falls face down. He's like, okay, I'll honor you. I want you on my team. And so the angel says, take off your shoes. Sound familiar? Take off your shoes. What if shoes help us to approach slowly? And the next thing he does is he listens. He listens. The first thing you need to know about every battle in your life is that if you will listen to God, the battle will not be yours, but it'll be God's. If you approach the strategy from God's perspective and not your perspective, you will have all of heaven on your side. It may not look the way you want it to look. It may not turn out the way you thought it would. The fight may be a little different. It may be hard to hold your tongue. But if you get God's strategy, it'll be way different than what the turnout would have been otherwise. It's like you go to God and say, God, are you for me or are you against me? And he says, neither. You say, okay, that means I need to be on your side. When I realize that God is on my side when I'm on his side, it changes the side that I want to be on. Me personally. I don't know about you. Maybe you just choose whatever side you feel at any given time. Democrat, Republican, black, white, school board, parents, teachers, committee. Whatever it is that you begin to choose. Do you choose God? Or do you choose you? He walks in, he says, okay, God, I want to know what you got to say. And he listens. Now, most of us, when we even remotely stop and listen to God, which most of us do not do, most of us do not do this. Most of us go in to pray. And when we pray, we say all sorts of things, don't we? God, you need to know what's going on. I got this city, it's walled. I don't know how to get in. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it is terrible. Do something, please. If you could do something. I mean, come on. Let me tell you about these guys. This is Jericho, walled city. Remember that? And those guys are bad, and they're really bad guys. And we're just a regular army out in the middle of nowhere. what happens is we begin to complain and tell God about our situation, of which he already knows, instead of listening for the strategy of how to get through the battle. We like to pray, and we call it prayer, interceding, prayer closet, prayer warrior. But what we're really doing is we are complaining before God, informing God of our situation as if he doesn't already know. Prayer is actually communication with the ultimate force and being who knows everything and has the strategy of how to get you through to the next location. So Joshua, he's a smart guy, lays down, takes off his shoes, and he begins to listen to God. Slowly listening to God. And here's what he hears. There's a city. Walk around it once every day for 6 days. Say nothing. Do nothing. Go back to bed. On the seventh day, here's an idea. How about we walk around it 7 times? On the very last time, when you're ready to fight, when you're ready to go, just yell as loud as you can. We'll sound some trumpets. You yell, I'll take care of the rest. Well, what do you mean you'll take care of the rest? Well, what's gonna happen? If I yell, and let's say, just imagine this, God, let's say everybody's watching me from this building. I yell and nothing happens. What happens then? Come on. Am I supposed to tell everybody to keep your mouth shut, walk around? What do we do when we go back to camp? Do we have what? Hot dogs, s'mores? Celebrate then? What do we do? Just be ready for the next day to do what I told you. Well, what do we do the next day? Walk around again. And after that, go back to camp, sleep. What if we can't sleep? We got to do something, right? We could name it, claim it. We could quote verses. We could pray. We could sacrifice more goats. We could do all sorts. No, just go to sleep. And the next day, what? Walk around the city again. And then what after that? That's the time we fight. What do? We shoot arrows up in there. What do? We climb the walls. What are we going to? Just go to sleep. 6 days. Until the seventh day. What do we do the seventh day? We just go for it? What do? Walk around it, 7 times. Sounds right. 7 days, 7 times, perfect number. Let's go for that. Then what? Then we just get crunk, we just go for it, we just go all out. He's like, no, just shout with everything inside of you. What? Just shout. Yeah. You shout, I'll make the walls collapse. Okay. Now, that's interesting enough. Now Joshua has to go back and tell millions of people, here's the plan. Have you ever tried to tell God's plan to somebody else who maybe didn't have the gift of listening to God? Who maybe didn't quite understand, your relationship, the way you want to be faithful, the way you want to, follow what God says, even if it's crazy, even if it doesn't make sense. I just want to be obedient to God. I just want to love people well. I just want to move forward with all the power of God in me. I want to do that. I don't want to wind up on the back street of this journey and miss my destination. What I want is I want to end up where he wants me. And if he takes me that way, fine, I'll go that way. But I don't want him to say right and I go left. Those kind of people. And you go back and you say, here's the plan. We're going to walk around the city. Now, we got Joshua. He's already proved some crazy stuff in the past. He's already been awesome and got some tenure and some respect from everybody. But I don't know that walking around the city was really the most respectable thing. I imagine that there were some people that were like, I don't know why we're walking around the city. Imagine if I I said, we're going to walk around Excelsior Springs 6 days and the seventh day, and then seven times. And I imagine by the time we got to a certain place, your feet would hurt, your back would hurt, your legs would get tired, and you start talking to somebody else. I think Brandon's lost his mind. I don't see how this is going to work. Wouldn't it be better if maybe like every day they walked around like something fell off the top? You know, like a little bit. You know, I'll take off like the first layer. Every day is another little. And then each day on the seventh day, it will go more and more and more and more and more. More and more and more. And then by the seventh time, it'll all be down to the bottom. Wouldn't that be easier? Isn't that what we want? God, show me. I'll do it, but you got to show me something each step. I mean, I'll walk around it, but you got to like, you got to give me something. He don't have to get you nothing. God don't have to give you a thing. You just walk out what he told you. You just be obedient to the thing that he's asked you to do. So Joshua begins to listen and he gets a strategy. And then he begins to implement it and work it out and do the very thing that God has called him to do. Raising kids on your own. Doing your thing. Saving your money. Going back to school. Doing everything you can just to love people. Doing everything you can just to serve in the best way. Going to that Bible study. Listening to the word instead of that radio. Tuning friends out. Cutting relationships off. Moving to where you're supposed to go to follow God with everything inside of you. It's not always easy. It's not always smooth. It's not always beautiful. Sometimes it's just grinding and out, walking around. And you go home and you get in your tent, so to speak, and you rest there and there's nothing to shout about. There's nothing to be excited about. And you wake up the next morning and the sun is rising and birds are chirping and you say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. To do what? To do the same thing he's called you to do. You've got to listen. You've got to listen for the strategy. The strategy matters. So Joshua goes forward. Now I want you to listen to this. First of all, in verse 1 it says, now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. The gates of Jericho were locked up. Everybody was inside. Why? Because God's people were coming. Now, the Jerichos in your life are not physical things that people have set up against you. They are things that the enemy has set up against you to destroy you and to keep you from your destiny, to keep you from the destination you get to. You walk into the place he's promised and all of a sudden you hit a thing like, I have no idea, this doesn't even make sense. This is crazy. It's not like Chris is coming up like, oh yeah, you're the enemy, man. I'm gonna walk around you six times. Chris is not my enemy. Satan is my enemy. Satan himself is putting things in your way and he has locked himself up because he's scared because he knows the power of who you are. Joshua is an Israelite that carries with it the title of this, God's people. Jericho represents the evil of the world that has set itself up against God Almighty. Did you know that some of the battles you fight have nothing to do with circumstantial things? They have everything to do with your spiritual destiny, where you want to be. Now, could you imagine? The destination is out there. God's taking them to it. And they parked at Jericho. And they just sat there. And they're like, well, we know Jericho is the first place we're supposed to destroy, but it's too hard. It's locked up. Tried to get the loan. Nobody will say yes. Tried to build my business. Not happening. Tried to have kids. Not happening. Locked up. What thing in your life are you sitting at parked because of the no of the enemy? I got things in my life I'm trying to do that I've told God no for a long time. Like, nah, I'm not doing that. No, I can't do that. Why? Because I heard no too many times. Because I knocked on the door and It was locked up. You know what I mean? You ever had some locked doors? You ever had some things that were just barred up? The reason why they're barred up is because the enemy knows whose you are. He knows whose you are. Now, oftentimes the enemy knows you better than you know yourself, because Joshua came to an angel and said, "Are you for us or against us? Are you for us or against us?" Which means that if he chooses God's side, that he is more powerful than the enemy instantly. The enemy knows that because you've chosen God, because you call yourself a Christian, because you follow after Christ, that you are unstoppable when you side in with God. But you don't. You give up far too easily. The thing we miss out on is this city of Jericho. When God tells them to shout, he says this. He says, "Shout, for God has given you the city." God has a way of giving you a strategy so he can fight the battle and give you the victory. Jericho was never Joshua's to fight. It just stood in his way. Jericho was never the issue for the destination, but it could have been the issue for Joshua if he didn't see from God's perspective, if he didn't get God's strategy. Now, let me just give you some encouragement. God's strategy is not fun. Woo! Hallelujah. Walk that out. If, 7 days around, 7 times, and the walls fall, why not one day? Why not day one? Why not one time? Why not just walk up there and shout? "Hey, let's go be able to shout at this building." Ah, that would seem crazy enough, wouldn't it? But God walks them through a process 7 days, 13 times around the same entire thing. When's the last time you went 13 times around anything? I think that God had an idea. It was this: will you be obedient to me even if it doesn't make sense? And he knew that everybody would talk themselves out of obedience if they would just start opening their mouth and saying something. How many things have you talked yourself out of? One pastor friend of mine, his name's Joel Osteen, actually, so he's not, I mean, he's kind of a friend. We know each other kind of like online. We're online friends. He was getting ready to buy the Compact Center, and they had this expert come into his board meeting, and they're like, here's all the ways that you could never, ever own the Compact Center. And Joel said, next time we have a meeting, he says, don't invite that guy back. He said, I can talk my own self out of it. How many things have you talked yourself out of? The people that you sit down and you're bored of life, you let them sit at a table with you, you eat barbecue with them, Taco Bell, have coffee with them, even open up your Bible and talk about the goodness of God, and they begin to speak against the thing that God is doing in your life, cut them off, man. Don't invite them to the table again. Say, "God bless you from a long ways away." Hey, God bless you. Why? Because if they would have walked around the city each day and had the freedom to talk, I think they would have talked themselves out of it. I think they would have formed a committee and came to Joshua the next day and been like, "Hey, we've all voted. We're done walking. It's not working." In case you hadn't noticed. Joshua's like, "I know what God has said. Me and my house will serve the Lord." That's what Joshua said. I was there when God told me, he said, "Look, Moses is dead. Moses is dead. Moses is," God told Joshua 4 different times, like in 2 chapters, "Moses is dead." And then he turns around and says, "Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Be strong and courageous. Because as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Not everybody got that promise. Joshua did. God has promised you he'll be with you. There's some things in your life you got to let go. Some past hurts, some past bitterness. Maybe somebody wronged you so bad. So bad. You're living in that thing every single day. That thing's dead. Let it go. Walk forward with what God's have for you. Some of you need to restore some relationships because you've been dividing. You've been dividing over something that happened 6 months, a year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Get that thing gone and be who God wants you to be. It's time for you. God has a destination and you're parked at Jericho without a strategy, without a process. You have no idea. But God says, I'll fight the battle for you. It's not your battle. The destination is yours. This word in the Bible, it's very distinct. It's unlike anything else. It's that God will fight for you and give you victory if you follow what he's asked you to do. It's called this, grace. You say, wait a minute. Your grace is a free gift. Yeah, it is a free gift if you choose to receive it. Free gift. Ephesians 2:8-10 says this. Check it out. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. The faith chapter 11 is all about what? Faith. Believing God. God has done everything to help you win if you'll do it his way. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Jesus Christ. Salvation is yours. You can be saved from every situation. You can make it. You can stand. You will be victorious if you'll walk out what he said. We got people who want to do every little thing in their life but do it God's way. They want grace but don't want Jesus. You want to win but you don't want Jesus' way. You don't want God's way. If you could sit back and look at the strategy, listen to the strategy that God has given you. Luke, let's see what it is. 11:28 says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Happy, blessed, full of God's power, who hear the word of God. Maybe today you're standing at Jericho. You've been looking at it. You've been walking back and forth, pacing. You've been doing everything about it. You've looked up webinar videos. You've seen every single way to get around this thing, but listen to God. You've decided that Jericho is your destination. It's not so bad here, right? This is as good as it gets right here. This is the way I'll be all my life. This is what I'll have to live with. This is what I'll have to endure. I'll have to wear this badge forever. Jericho. Philippians 1, it says that he who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. Hebrews 12 says that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. In other words, if he starts the story, if he starts to write it, we're so humanized, we think that God's like us. He has all these unfinished projects. Well, I'll get around that someday. You know, ladies, if your man says he'll get to it, he will. You don't have to remind him every 6 months, okay? That's the way we treat God. God, you know, still going through this, you know, I'll get to it. You know, I'm so busy with Chris. He's got a lot on his plate. I'm trying to get Chris straightened out. When I get Chris straightened out, I'll get you straightened out. He's finishing your story every single day. There's nothing that catches him by surprise. He just wants you to walk it out in the meantime. Walk around that building. Walk around that thing. Walk around that obstacle. Walk it out with everything you got. Being obedient. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Start talking. I can just imagine. You know what God told Joshua? He said, be strong and very courageous. He says, just say that over and over and over again. You need to know that. Write it on your hands. Write it on your head. Speak it out as much as you can. Be strong and very courageous. The Lord is with you wherever you go. Be strong and very courageous. The Lord is with me. We wake up in the morning and say, oh man, I'm not going to make it today. Oh man, another day. Oh, I hate work. We get on Facebook and tell everybody about it so they can comment and tell us how bad their day was. We let 5 seconds of a day ruin our whole entire life. Let your feet hit the floor. Say, I'm strong and courageous. God is with me. When everything hits the fan at work, you say, I'm strong and courageous. God is with me wherever I go. When you got kids that aren't acting right, I'm strong, I'm courageous. God's with me wherever I go. This is not the destination. This is just my Jericho. I will walk around it with all the faith that God gives. It is the grace of God through this faith and being obedient every step of the way. Would you stand to your feet? Come on. Today you say, Brandon, I'm here, I got Jericho. Matter of fact, I got 5 Jerichos. You just camped out, you can't even decide where you're supposed to be. You think this is all there is. I'm here to tell you there's more. Exceeding abundantly, above all that you can ask or think, that there is above where your mind is set at today. God wants you to meet with him, receive a strategy, and do everything with the power of God. Relationships being restored, families going forward. Your dreams, your aspirations, your business, everything in your life, God has a strategy for to get you to the final destination. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes on me? Come on. Heavenly Father, I pray for my friends in this room. I think we've all got a Jericho. I think there's some people who wouldn't even be honest today. They wouldn't even raise their hand. So I'm just going to raise all of our hands. We need you, God. We need a strategy from heaven. Let prayer be restored in our lives, not just a complaining session, but a download session where we get information, we get insight from the Central Intelligence Agency of heaven. Give us the secrets and the mysteries of your kingdom. Let us know you in a greater way. And for those that have been walking it out with all they have, God, let them walk. Let them walk until the walls fall. Let them shout in victory because of your great goodness and your grace, God. Let us see you in unprecedented ways, ways beyond our wildest dreams, exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that is working your people. We know that if God is for us, who dare be against us? We are yours. Let us live like it and act like it. In Jesus' name, amen.